Hello, and welcome to Jacksonville Today's Reporter's Notebook, the show where we take you into our newsroom for a look at what it takes to report and publish some of the region's most important stories. I'm Jacksonville Today editor Jessica Palumbo, and today I'm sitting in the host chair so we can talk to City Hall reporter and associate editor Mike Mendenhall about the latest developments with the city's telehealth programs. Mike, you have been following allegations levied by Jacksonville City Council member Rory Diamond and the council's DOGE committee toward the operator of the city's telehealth program. This is a program called HealthLink Jacks. It's a program that Mayor Donna Deegan often points to as a big achievement for her administration. So bring us up to speed on what Diamond is alleging.
Yeah, so it started back in 2024. As a way to help uninsured Duval County residents get health care. It also is a way to try to divert people from going to the emergency room who don't have health care, because that can very quickly rack up costs and also produce a lot of traffic for area emergency rooms. So Councilmember Rory Diamond has alleged, and without evidence, that there's been fraud and abuse and wrongdoing, possibly leading up to Medicaid or Medicare fraud, with the operator of the telehealth program, Telescope Health. Telescope Health was contracted by the city to operate this program, and Diamond is claiming he's gotten a lot of anonymous tips that they need to look into the way that this program is being operated.
Okay, so he's not citing his sources here on where he's hearing these tips, these allegations. Now, that leads me to the next question. You're working with a story here where people, Diamond in this case, is making a claim without presenting evidence. So what do you do as a reporter to make sure that you're acknowledging that this is happening without stating what he says as a fact? Because, again, we do not have our own verification of any of this.
Well, first of all, I mean, the basics is you have to be very clear when you're writing and when you're reporting that there has been no evidence presented publicly, no documents, no individuals behind the claims. You have to make sure that that's stated, you know, throughout the piece, throughout the story that you're working on. It's also important, too, to make sure that you're holding these public officials accountable when you're questioning them or when you're asking them questions and asking them about, you know, why haven't you revealed any evidence? You know, when will that evidence come forward? Part of the investigation that Councilmember Diamond wants to undertake would be discovery, working with some of these companies to get documentation, communications and stuff to try to bring any of this alleged evidence out in the open, out into public. But at the same time, I mean, it's important to get those folks on the record to say that, look, we don't have the evidence right now. These are just allegations.
Now, as you're working this story, you're pursuing multiple leads, you're talking to people, all who have their own interests in the outcome of this investigation and their own agendas, just like many stories that you work on. So how do you decide which of these leads to pursue and which perspectives to represent in a story like this?
It's very important to make sure that you're talking to the people on both sides of the issue. In this case, Councilman Diamond, the DOGE committee, but then also to the Deegan administration, representatives with this company, Telescope Health, their attorneys, anybody who will go on record to make sure that we're getting comments and perspectives from all of these sides. That's kind of one of the basic things, too. I also think, too, as the reporting continues, it's going to be really important to understand and to remind people that this program also impacts people and human beings. And so I think there's also going to be an important element to tell as we move forward covering this, that to talk to people who are actually either using these programs or have family members or people that kind of rely on these healthcare services. We've got to make sure that they're not a forgotten entity in these kind of discussions and this kind of reporting.
Thanks for sharing that insight, Mike. You can find all of Mike's reporting on the Jacks Doge and many other angles at City Hall at jackstoday.org. And don't forget to subscribe to the Jacksonville Daily Newsletter at jackstoday.org/signup. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Reporter's Notebook. Join us again next week.